Support for this podcast comes from U.S. Bank. When it's time for a new credit card, the best ones do way more than just buy stuff. And that's why U.S. Bank offers credit cards that make every day more rewarding. Earn cash back, score points when you shop, dine out, travel, or binge watch, or get a low intro APR. U.S. Bank credit cards were designed to fit your lifestyle. So make every day more rewarding and check out usbank.com/creditcard. U.S. Bank credit cards are issued by U.S. Bank National Association N.D. Some restrictions may apply. Member FDIC.
Hey, I'm Sam Pasco, and this is the Fantasy Bites podcast. Each episode, we whip around the top players, injuries, and game notes to help you dominate your fantasy game. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod and sign up for a free trial subscription. We first start with the top player headlines in the NFL. Saints running back Alvin Kamara was activated off the reserve COVID-19 list on Saturday. Kamara seemed to indicate via his official Twitter account earlier in this week that this would be a possibility, so the official designation isn't entirely surprising. The Rams won their wild card matchup against the Seahawks by a score of 30-20, but Aaron Donald was forced out of the game with a rib injury. Donald is considered doubtful to return after leaving in the third quarter. Prior to his exit, Donald was dominant as usual, picking up 2 sacks and 3 quarterback hits. If he does miss next week's divisional matchup, it will be his first missed game since 2017. Day 2 of Super Wild Card Weekend begins with the Titans hosting the Ravens at 105 Eastern. Tennessee is a 3.5-point favorite with the total set at 54.5. The Titans won the first back-to-back meeting between these two back in overtime in Week 11. Before that, Derrick Henry trampled all over the Ravens' defense for 195 yards in the divisional round of the playoffs last season. Things are different now, though, as Baltimore played excellent football down the stretch, winning 5 consecutive games by an average of 37-18. Lamar Jackson put up solid numbers during that winning streak, thanks in part to better play from his offensive line, but he's still far from the MVP conversation this season. As for the Titans, it's still basically the same team that made it all the way to the AFC Championship game last season. Henry's having his usual late-season surge against wary defenses that want nothing to do with trying to stop him. He's piled up 710 rushing yards and 5 touchdowns in his last 4 games. The Titans' pass rush is non-existent and their secondary is terrible, but with Ryan Tannehill pulling the strings on play action and Henry steamrolling everything in his path when he does get the ball, they've scored at least 30 points in 6 of their last 7 games. DFS targets in this one include Lamar Jackson, Mark Andrews, and Jonnu Smith. Next, the Bears travel to New Orleans as 10-point underdogs against the Saints. Kickoff is at 4:40 p.m. Eastern, and the total is set at 47. Chicago went 1-6 against playoff teams this season, with their lone win featuring a 1-point margin against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but their loss to the Saints in Week 8 didn't go too badly as they took New Orleans to overtime. The Bears' offense did show more life with Mitch Trubisky at the helm, averaging 28.5 points over the last 6 weeks, but the team is only 3-3 during that stretch because of the defense allowing 26.8 points a game. On the other side, the Saints didn't face a ton of tough competition during the regular season, going just 3-2 against other playoff teams, and while both losses came at home, they also came against the number one seeds in each conference. The Saints have been weirdly inconsistent at times and may have peaked too soon as their 9-game winning streak ended in Week 13, but they have won consecutive games to close out the regular season. DFS fades for this game include David Montgomery and Cole Kmet. Montgomery is facing a Saints defense that is 4th in rushing yards per game allowed, the same defense that is 2nd in DVOA against tight ends. Finally, the Steelers and Browns battle at 8:15 Eastern. Pittsburgh is a 6-point favorite and the total is set at 47.5. The Browns squeaked into the playoffs with a win against the Steelers back in Week 17, ending the franchise's 17-year playoff drought. The Browns did go 4-3 against playoff teams and have the weapons to pull off an upset. Baker Mayfield has an 11-1 touchdown-to-interception ratio with 7.8 yards per attempt over his last 6 games. On the Steelers' side, they've lost 4 of their last 5 after being undefeated through 12 weeks. Their defense was looking gassed, and they haven't held anyone below 23 points since Week 12. One DFS target in this one is Jarvis Landry, as the Steelers rank 27th in DVOA against wide receiver ones. For the complete breakdown, check out the NFL Game Previews article by Eric Segrist on rotowire.com/pod. For more fantasy news and stats, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. With this free subscription, you'll get access to every sport and our daily fantasy sports tools for 10 days. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, rotowire.com/pod.